Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Squirrel Wrangler podcast, where we guide humans to navigate the journey of personal growth and transformation and wrangle their inner squirrels so they can live in peace and joy. Join us as we explore insights and strategies to nurture your ideas and embrace challenges for development. We discuss continuous self-improvement and learning from experiences, empowering you to achieve your goals. Tune in to connect with our community and ignite your passion for personal growth. Let's embark together. Find the Squirrel Wrangler podcast where you listen to your favorite podcasts. We can't wait to connect with you there. Sorry, this is published on Monday. Tech glitches cause Sunday to weave into Monday. But welcome to Sunday's Squirrel Wrangler's thoughts. So I'm doing some reading today, and the site that I'm reading advises us to seek, feel, grow, forget, and heal for moving ahead in life. And in looking back at this last week, what is it? I think we saw some things that people were seeking, and not just one side or two sides, but multiple seekings. Everyone is seeking something different. We certainly have multiple and very heightened feelings. I think the next stages are when we get into growing and then forgetting and healing. I'm not sure if those are in that order. I'm going to say that we are. Instead of forgetting, we're forgiving. We're growing so that we can forgive, and then we're forgiving so that we can put something into the past. Not necessarily forgetting, but forgiving so that it can go into the past. And we can learn lessons from each other in that forgiving. And then heal so that we can all move ahead. Because overall, the world is a series and a unique combination of balances. Left and right, up and down, forward and backward, hot and cold. And it's the interlocking of all of our patterns and all of our behaviors and all of our differences that cause us to be able to have a balanced world. That's not to say that we have to have as much evil in the world as we have good. It's that the things that we do that are good balance out the things that each of us do that might be not so good. I don't think that we absolutely have to have evil, but I do think the world is inherently still good, and that we inherently have to have the good to make it through this life. Because if we don't have the good, we don't have hope. And if we don't have hope, we don't have survival. And that's not just as individuals, but as an entire planet. Anyway, those are the Squirrel Wrangler thoughts of the day. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and I will find some thoughts for you for tomorrow. Listeners, thank you for joining this episode of the Squirrel Wrangler podcast. We truly value your participation. Your engagement empowers our community to grow. Together, we explore fascinating insights and ideas. To delve deeper and connect with a wider network, visit stacybrayuka.com/connect for exclusive content. Stay connected for future episodes. Your journey continues with fresh opportunities and discoveries because your journey is literally infinite.